Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Joyce is a young lady in her late 20s. About 2 years ago, she suddenly lost her eyesight. Recently, she was talking with a friend who was surprised to see her enthusiasm and her love of life. He commented on her positive attitude, and this is how she answered. She said, "Do you know what I've discovered? I've found that most unhappy thoughts come from seeing." And then she went on to explain, "Before my accident, I saw women wearing expensive clothes, and I became dissatisfied with what I had. I noticed beautiful people, and I was unhappy with my own appearance. And then it came to me. Most joy-producing thoughts come into people's minds in the dark. You close your eyes when you listen to soft music. You know," she said, "I don't really need to see to enjoy life." Have you ever wondered how you would take it if you were blinded? There's much you would miss. Oh, we can't even describe it. But as she suggested, there would be some compensations. When you meet someone for the first time, you wouldn't have to worry about judging by appearances. You could concentrate on what the person said and how they said it. Those are better indicators, anyway, of what the real person is than you get from clothes or the color of eyes. When you go to a friend's house, you wouldn't be looking down your nose at the dust on the piano because you couldn't even see it. You could just enjoy the hospitality and share your life with the people who live there. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it would be better to be blind. Oh, never. But it is true that the important realities of life are not necessarily seen with the eye. They're seen with the mind and with the heart. Now, that complicates life a little, doesn't it? It would be easy if every judgment could be made solely on the basis of outward appearances, but that's not the kind of world we live in. In our world, people sometimes say one thing and mean another. The real facts are often below the surface, and you have to look from several different angles before you know what's really there. When you're dealing with people, you have to take into account the motives, attitudes, nuances, and all the unspoken, unseen things that lie beneath the surface. And that means life itself is a big job. You have to have a clear vision of yourself and people and things, a vision that has little to do with physical eyesight. Yes, it's a big job. And we need ideas, ideas that will help us cut through the daily fog that surrounds us and blinds us to the greater things of life. Give a person a new way to look at the world, and you've changed the world for that person. I know this, to get down to the core of life, you've just got to look beyond what you can see. This is Heartbeat.